First to the rainfall figures as we start a new month. It's been a wet winter so far. According to the Bureau, the wettest three-month period ever during the months of May, June and July. The Bureau's Ian Barnes-Keegan joins the country out to look at the official figures. G'day, Ian. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Tony.
Well, let's look at the month of July first up. What are the figures telling us?
Yeah, continuation of that wet and windy weather that we've been having. So a bit of a return of what really we had in May more than what we got in June. So considerably wet in the western half especially. Not quite so much getting through to the eastern parts of the state, but still considerable quantities. Not many places breaking records for July for a bit of a change. Still a couple scattered here and there about the place, although mostly those with short records. But again, really an emphasis on it was another wet month, and that's just sort of added on to those couple of wet months that we've already had. The other thing, although we got snow down to pretty low levels a couple of times and some pretty miserable days thrown in there, and it's obviously been a bit cold last night, overall temperatures above average, especially nighttime temperatures, well above average in pretty much the whole state, few records thrown in. That tallies quite well with that it has been a windy and fairly wet month, so temperatures just haven't been dropping away overnight to the extent that they usually do at this time of year.
Ian, look at that combination of May, June and July as far as rainfall is concerned. What are we looking at?
Yeah, I think it's when you do step back and have a look at that longer period that it really jumps out. So after that very long dry run starting in spring and continuing through summer and then really not getting much better for most of autumn, May just turned around quite dramatically with persistent westerly winds. So then some east coast lows thrown in during June, and now more westerlies through July. So looking at the three-month period, May, June, July, all together, if we average it across the state, 788 millimetres of rain, that well beyond the previous wettest three-month period, which was back in, again, for a May, July period, back in 1931, only 714. So really significantly wet, and such a big turnaround from how it was in July. Consequently, heaps of places have had their wettest 3 month period, or certainly their wettest May July period.
Okay, 74 mils, better record than the previous one. That's a pretty big effort. A lot of rain.
It is a huge huge difference, and I think it's because we have had two different sorts of weather. So sort of the two things that can give us rainfall, those westerly winds bringing the big totals into the western half of the state, and then a couple of east coast lows that bring the big totals to the north and especially the northeast. So it's meant that the average for the whole state has been high. So if you look just at May or July, it was really the western half of the state that got it then. But June managing to get some rain up into the northeast has just meant the state average well up and well beyond anything that we've seen in the past.
Any particular areas stand out with the amounts they had
For that period? It's almost because it's been so wet, so pretty much everywhere, that it's almost pick and choose a little bit. The north, I suppose, is perhaps where we've seen some of the more extreme totals or the biggest records being broken, and lots of places with quite exceptionally, well, with long periods of record that have broken them by quite a long way. And a lot of places with, you know, more than double the rainfall that you would expect in that period. You know, just to pick one almost at random because it's at the top of the list because it's got the longest period of record, Yola had 1,061 millimetres for the 3 months. The average there is about, for May, July, is about 497. So, and had to go back to 1923 was when the previous record was, and that was only 900. 1923 stands out as a wet year for this period, as does 1975. So sometimes if sites are not getting their wettest ever period, it's that it's their wettest since 1923 or 1975. And, of course, a lot of our volunteers haven't been taking their observations back that far. A couple have, though, and it's those that it really jumps out that, this was an exceptionally wet period.
And we went through the big dry, of course, but the 12-month rainfall figures show the dry months in the main have been wiped out by the few wet months we've had.
Yeah, just about enough to get rid of them. There's obviously, it depends a little bit on where you look. The east has perhaps gone a little bit better on that 12-month period, but overall it was the imbalance of rain. You know, going from exceptionally dry then to exceptionally wet. I don't think either of those outcomes is what people are after. So struggling through a very poor season, very dry season at the end of last year, and then suddenly flipping over to heavy rain and flooding, saturated fields, unable to get stuff out, is certainly not what most people would have been looking for. Certainly very good news, though, for recharging soil moisture, recharging storages, and we're well set up going into this spring.
And Ian, as we mentioned last week, the rain not quite over yet. A little bit more on the way.
No, it continues to fall. I mean, this is the time of year when we're expecting those westerly winds to bring the rainfall in. So we certainly expect that there would be more. Last year was a bit of a dry winter. This year's certainly coming up very much as a wet winter. So a continuation of this looks like going on for some little time yet.
Okay, thanks for your time, Ian. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Cheers. Ian Barnes-Keegan, climatologist with the Weather Bureau, detailing the large amount of rain we had over the past 3 months.